Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve Kerr, very few flaws here among the Bay Area, but there is one, and it's a major one, let's be honest. A Dodgers fan indeed. Steve, how are you? Thank you very much for joining us, as always.
Yeah, I finally feel comfortable enough to announce my Dodger fandom. It took me a long time to really, to really express that. But, I figured three championships is enough. I should feel safe.
Yeah. If it had only been one title, it's probably something you keep to yourself. Totally.
Right? That's what I think.
Three out of four, you can thump your chest a little bit. What I did not know, though, Steve, was that Steph Curry was this Red Sox fan. Did you know that about that before you read about it in today's paper?
I did. I knew a couple years ago just because we were talking baseball, and I knew he was from Charlotte, and I just asked him, I said, who's your team? And he said, the Red Sox. I said, how come? And he explained why, that he and his brother each picked one team, and his brother got to pick first and pick the Yankees, and so he picked the Red Sox, and here we are. So, yeah, it should be fun. Little wager with Steph.
Nice. Well, can you tell us a little bit more? What specifically might that wager be? Is it a gentleman's bet?
It's not for public consumption.
Okay.
But let's just say I'm playing with a little house money from Kevon Looney, who's from Milwaukee.
Roll it over.
That's right.
Very nice. Steve, playing with a little bit of house money last night, I think. Really, really good game. We'll get to that in just a second. But tonight, you got a DVR game one. I'm sure you made this commitment to USF before the Dodgers punched their postseason ticket to the World Series here. So you're going to be giving a talk on transformative leadership tonight at USF. How'd that come about?
Well, I've been friends with Jennifer Aidsley for many years, and she was head coach of the women's team there for a while, and she's part of this event tonight. And so she asked me if I would do it, and it was automatic. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a fun night.
Now, I've heard of leadership, and when I was a kid, I used to play with Transformers. What is transformative leadership?
I don't really know. So when I get there, I'm going to ask him what it is, and then I'll talk about it.
Nice. I'm glad that you're well prepared for this. I really, really am. Last night, Steve, you guys were so well prepared. 35 assists last night. It was a complete game of this young season. We'll get to that thriller in Utah in just a second. But it was a take-care-of-business game against the Phoenix Suns, and you guys absolutely did that. You have to be very pleased with last night's performance.
It was great. To be honest, I expected it, just because that's who we are, and we didn't look like ourselves the first few games, but we've proven it over the last few years that we know exactly who we are and what we do, and we just we hadn't played well for three games, but we were on the brink, and the main thing was just taking care of all the fouls. We were fouling too much, which slowed the game down. And last night, at the start of the game, we avoided fouling, and it became a much more fluid game, and that got us rolling.
Indeed, and we saw a couple games called so tightly in Utah and in Denver, so it was nice probably just to get a little flow. And it felt like Oracle just had a little bit more flow to it, too. It's not ring night ticket pricing. It's not a ring ceremony and a banner unveil before. It felt like a basketball game. It felt like a Tuesday night in Oakland,
Yeah.
Monday night, I guess.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot more. That was my message after the first night when we played Oklahoma City. Everybody was kind of frustrated. We didn't play well. The message was, hey, there's 81 more of these things. So there's time to get right. And I thought, going into that trip with Utah and Denver, I was hoping we could accomplish a few things. Number one, get over the hump conditioning-wise, because we didn't seem to be
quite in shape yet, opening night. And I thought we did that. You know, we had to play at high altitude and two straight games and came out pretty well. I thought our guys, even though we didn't play particularly well in Denver, I thought the conditioning looked better. And last night, everything sort of came together. And so now I think we're ready to roll. And not that we're perfect, but we look back at ourselves and we're excited to go from here.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. Damian Jones got off to a great start last night. And obviously, while, you know, the Suns are coming out and focused on the other four Warriors on the court, he can just kind of go off for a little bit. But there he is playing the number one pick in the draft. This young man has just gone through quite a center gauntlet at his own position here with just Gobert and Steven Adams and now Ayton. Like, there's an awful lot to like about Damian Jones, and I think there was concerns because you slow played him, and, you know, if you got to start your career in the G League, you know, fans say something's wrong, and I don't think they realize that the Warriors are kind of a tough nut to crack. It seems like the seasoning in the G League is exactly what he needed. He looks prepared. He looks comfortable.
Yeah, he looks great, and you know, the last couple of years, we had so many veteran centers with Zaza, David West, and JaVale. So he wasn't going to play up here. And so I thought, going to Santa Cruz was really the best option. That's our entire organization felt that way. And I thought Aaron Miles, our coach down in Santa Cruz, and his staff, they did a great job just grooming him and working with him every day on all the things that he knew that, you know, we were going to have to use Damian with up here, you know, put him in similar offensive concepts and drill work. And it's been really, a great transformation from the time he was drafted to now. He's just really blossomed, and he's really going to help us. It's exciting.
Two down, 39 to go at Oracle for that 41-0 we requested, Steve.
Well, it is a goal, not the 41-0, but, reestablishing our home court dominance. I mean, that's a big deal. I think we might have talked about this last week on the show, but last year we lost 12 home games, and previous three seasons combined, I think we lost 9. So we'd like to get back to that sort of winning clip, you know, where we're, you know, really, really dominant and, you know, winning 35-plus home games. That'd be awesome.
Steve Kerr brought to you by the Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com. That game in Utah was about to be the Joe Ingles game until it turned into the Jonas Jerebko game at the very, very end. That was all right. So you're watching it as a coach and you're probably frustrated with all these shots getting hit against you. You're probably not caught up like we are at home watching and just how much fun this is and how much this feels like a real high-stakes game for the second game of a regular season, and then you guys hit the game winner. You go down, you celebrate like a bunch of high school kids who just punched their ticket to the regional. I mean, when you talk about playing with joy, Steve, there it is. That's it.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was a great game because we had it for so long, and they were making so many shots.
Well, Steve, you're breaking up a little bit. Your phone just went a little garbled there, and really want to hear what you have to say about that game in Utah.
Is that a little better?
Much better.
There we go. All right. Yeah. It was a great game for us because they were making everything, and we had every chance to just sort of say, all right, tonight's not our night. But our guys kept fighting, and I thought Draymond played really well and kept us going emotionally. I thought when he got into it with Gobert, it was done purposely with that in mind, just to light a spark underneath. And then Kevin just kept us in it. He was amazing with his shot making, and then it was just perfect, you know, to see Jonas come down at the end and tip it in against his former team. So that was a really fun win.
Now, how much does how much does team bonding matter in the NBA? You know, you're all pros, you're making millions of dollars and you're going to do, you know, you're going to go to practice no matter what tomorrow. Like, how much are those special moments? What kind of value can be attached to them? Because it seems like you guys had more legitimate joy than most teams can simulate in a prepared in in-stadium video that they show at halftime or something.
Well, I think the those nights are great, you know, particularly when the hero is somebody who's unexpected. You know, you sort of think Steph or KD or Clay is going to hit the game winner. But when it's somebody like Jonas who's brand new to the team and who is really trying to make his mark, and then you see the reaction from his teammates and how much they respect him and how happy they are for him, that's definitely one of those moments where, you know, you just got a little stronger and a little bit better as a team. So it was a great night.
And I couldn't help but notice that you put him in for what would have been the last play in Denver. I don't know if you were looking to recapture the magic. If your Rebko had tipped something in Denver, I don't think they can open a Chase Center without a statue of this guy out front, Steve.
Yeah, we'll see. He's always a threat, and that's why we got him. You know, we were a little top heavy in our 3-point shooting with our star players, but to have a 4-man who can step out and make threes, it really does open up the floor. And he made a couple last night. He made a couple in Utah. And, that really helps us out.
Look, I don't think you're going to regret any regular season incident really ever. Should you have called a timeout with 11 seconds left after the free throw miss? I mean, I look at it as all right, you want to run and it's 123, 122 in Utah, a lot of flow back and forth, go for it. But it was so choppy in Denver. Maybe a timeout there lets you take Damian Jones off the court a little bit and maybe get, you know, Bell in there. Jones obviously got blocked on the game deciding play. I mean, we're not that worried about it, Steve, so I don't even really know what I'm asking you. But have you rethought the moment?
No, I rethought the Utah one as well. I normally let our guys just go, but sometimes you want a certain matchup. Maybe you want to keep a guy on the other team on the floor, so you don't call the timeout and allow the other team to sub. You know, it just depends on the circumstances. And so I called the timeout in Utah with, I think it was 6 seconds left. And then the next night in Denver, I let our guys go with 7 seconds. So it's not always cut and dry what you do. You just kind of go with your gut. And, you know, Steph made a great play and got deep into the paint. And I thought their guy just made a great block defensively. But that was a shot we'll take any day.
Good game. Good game for sure. How's Clay Thompson feeling today, Coach?
He's doing fine. I talked to our training staff, and Clay came in and got some treatment, and he's probable for tomorrow night. It wasn't a bad sprain at all.
That's good. You play the lottery at $1.6 billion?
I didn't. I've been reading about it, though.
Anyone in your locker room playing the lottery?
I don't know. I got to ask the guys. Most of them don't need it.
Look, if you got the kind of money where you don't need an extra $1.6 billion, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm kind of half-joking there.
I figured, but you are right in many ways that is not half-joking. It's actually a matter of fact. There was no joking around between Rondo and CP3. I know you don't like going into other teams and talking about what's going on, but I will ask a grander question. Any on-court spittle ever pop anything off when you were playing?
I don't remember that. I definitely, got into my share of scraps. That used to happen a lot more than it does now. The league used to be a lot more lenient with that stuff, but I don't remember ever seeing something like that happen.
I have seen broken down almost like Zapruder film in 4K high definition evidence that there indeed was a little spittle, but I don't think it was intentional spittle, Steve. Have you ever been in a conversation and either been landed on or launched some unintentional spittle? And what does the head coach of the Golden State Warriors do when that moment happens?
Never happened. Never happened to me.
Never. Never.
It sounds like more of a baseball thing with the umpires.
A spittle-free existence?
Yes. How about that?
No wonder why you've won 3 of 4. Seriously. That's amazing. Steve, I want to wish you good luck tonight in your speech at USF, especially since you're not too sure what it is. I'm going to wish you good luck in the World Series as well, even though no one here is pulling for the Dodgers. We'll always pull for you. And we're going to wrap up with a little gimme some no thank you, because it's a home game and this is how we do things. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Gimme some no thank you. Transformative leadership.
Gimme some.
Kershaw in the postseason.
Give me some.
Manny Machado.
Let's move on to the next one.
The Green Monster.
Yes. Give me some.
Horror movies this time of year.
No, thanks.
South Park.
Give me some.
Guys cooking the grenade before they launch a half-court shot to save their field goal percentage.
I was guilty of that several times, so give me some.
Trips to the garden.
Oh, yeah, give me some.
Fantasy football.
Give me some.
Patrick Mahomes.
Give me some.
Red Sox sweep.
Ooh. Well, thanks.
Steve, you're the best. Thank you very much. Have yourself a good week, okay?
Thanks, Damon. Take it easy.
Thank you. Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. As nice a guy as we ever get to talk to. Fantastic stuff. He's got to be thrilled with the way that this year has started. I mean, he wanted more joy. This year starting with more joy.
I mean, you can see it.
What more do you want? The team's getting along. They're winning games. Curry's playing out of his mind. Don't worry about Klay's. Did you notice, by the way, for the record, did you notice I did not ask about Klay Thompson's slow start shooting? Did you notice that? Because that question is so stupid, and anyone who's asking it has no idea what they're talking about. It's been four games. This man's track record means don't worry about it. You know, Klay and Kevin Durant, they're off to slow starts. Jeez. Come on. I mean, seriously? We're not going to do that. We do not have time for that. How about a spittle-free life?
That was impressive.
Never once. Never arguing with an NBA official. Never turned around and got a little spit on the whiteboard.
That's unless he's never noticed it, but yeah, it's pretty good.
It's tough to play off. And let's be honest. We've all done it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's ever noticed it.
We've all done it. We were talking about this before the show started today, and Albie even has a story where
oh, I can't even talk about that.
A hunk of food from someone else's mouth landed on his lip, and he ate it.
And he didn't say anything to the guy.
No, what do you say? I mean, how do you play off that moment? Do you say something? What do you do?
I'm scarred.
I'm scarred after the story.
But what are you going to do? Like, say, stop spitting on me, sir? Or please watch your S's?
Just say, hey, yo, dude, the spittle, chill. Step back a little bit. I have no problem.
But was that moment where a little food landed on your lip just a one-off moment? Or had there been several instances of spitting before that? That's probably
just a one-off.
Exactly. So it's not like you can get on somebody. Very rarely do you have the cereal spitter.
They're out there, though.
Okay.
They're out there.
I'll take your word for it. I don't want to meet any of them.
Ugh.
Or if you give us a call, just make sure it's over the phone. You know what I mean?
True.
We can deal with spitting that way. Awesome stuff from Steve Kerr. If you missed any of it, we'll replay that for you a little bit later on, probably around the 5 o'clock hour tonight, because that is Steve Kerr. Always good stuff with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.